So how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
I would say it's definitely a lot harder to get in community because I feel like that's a big deal with any kind of faith. And so with church, it's all online now. So I'm just watching it, like, from my home church with my family, like, in our house. So that's kind of a bummer, like, not being able to be in community every week. And it's hard because it puts, like, I don't know, like, more pressure. Like, you have to, like, be more involved with yourself, which I guess, like, makes sense because it's, like, a personal faith and everything. But it's a lot more individualistic, which is kind of sad. But it's also, like, a good way to, like, reach out to people and check and, like, see how people are doing. So that's what I've been trying to do, to, like, be positive for people who are, like, in bummier situations.
Okay. And this kind of, or that kind of feeds into the next question, which is your religious community still gathering currently, and how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Okay, cool. So, we're not, like, gathering in person, but it's all online, like I said earlier in the other question. And so it's affected us in a way that it was a bummer that, you know, we couldn't get together for Easter or anything, but they're encouraging everybody to get together in small groups of, like, hi, puppy. They encourage people to get together in groups of, like, 10 or less, which is awesome that it's, like, still encouraging a faith-based community, but being faith still.
And
sorry,
is your religious community... That's all right. So is your religious community supplying or engaged any kind of community service and attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? And if so, what are those efforts?
Okay, so I don't know, like, all of it, but I do know that they have been, like, raising money, and they have been, like, putting together, like, packages and, like, helping people. There was a guy, so I go to CCV, it's Christ Church of the Valley, and somebody in our church was one of the first people diagnosed with COVID-19 in Arizona. And so that was kind of a big deal. And so the church really reached out to him, and they helped him with his appointments and by dropping off food and everything. And he still did, like, the online Zoom community groups and everything. And so I know that they were a big part of him getting fully recovered, which he is now, so.
Okay, thank you. And that will be it, I believe. So we'll go ahead and stop the recording.